Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and you know who I brought along, don't you?
Who did you bring, Carolyn? Share the secret.
I was going to allow you to say hello.
Well, hello. This is Richard.
Yeah, after being away for a couple weeks, he's here. And so the two of us are together again, and you know we're going to have a bang-up show tonight. If you're on our mailing list, you got the notice. We're going to be talking to the elementals. And who are they? What are they? What's their place with humanity? How can they help humanity? And how can you, humanity, help the earth through the elementals? So we have an exciting call tonight. Or show. We won't have a call unless you decide to pick up the phone and dial. So, Richard, are you ready?
Well, as ready as I'm going to get. I mean, this is all kind of new information to me as well, so it's going to be quite interesting to see what comes forth here. Talk about jumping off the deep end.
You don't know where the deep end is. Well, the reason that we decided to call in the elementals and do a show with them tonight is because we started working with the elementals. And we did such things like, as we sat out on the back patio and the bees were bothering us, we asked the elementals to direct them away from our table. We asked the elementals to heal a tree that was next to the patio. And so we've been working in a lot of areas with the elementals. We have a tree that is dying, and we tried to save the tree, and we were told by the elementals that it was too far gone, that the disease had been in the tree for a couple years. So with that in mind, and Richard's ready to dive into the deep end, Richard, call forth the elementals, if you will.
I call forth the elementals, and they're here.
Good. So, the first question that we might have for our listeners would be, what are the elementals, as they could explain their existence to us?
We are what you might call an expression of consciousness. That sounds a bit of a mouthful, but I'm not sure how else to describe us. We are beings in a sense, though we do not have a physical body as you do, though some are able to see us in the etheric. We are spirit beings, you could say, that have a role here upon earth. And that role is to husband the earth, husband the plants, take care of the plants and animals and grasses and insects upon the planet. And so it is a role that has been designated to us, and we fulfill that role to the best of our ability. We have had in the past a relationship with humanity, and it is something I suggest we talk a little more about shortly.
That's fascinating. And I am aware that some people do see the elementals and they call them into their vegetable garden, for instance. And this nurturing between the human and the elemental really works very well, excuse me, in bringing forth a great abundance in the earth. So, my next question would be, if the elementals would give an understanding of the relationship between they and humanity.
You're not going to die on me, Carolyn, are you, in the meantime here?
I really did. send out the notices.
Okay. Okay, I'll do that. You think you'll be able to finish the show, or?
No, it was just a little tickle.
Let's see what the elementals have to say. The role that we, the elementals, took on was to act as an interface between humanity and nature, as you might call it. Humanity has forgotten that it has a role in relation to the planet, to nurture and to care for the planet, to husband the planet, if you will, to take care of it. And that role has essentially been forgotten. Humanity, by and large, views the planet and its resources, if you will, simply as resources to be utilized for the advantage of humanity, by and large, in economic terms. And this completely misses the role that humanity was meant to adopt. It is a role that humanity held quite well before the fall in Atlantis, but like so many other things that were forgotten with that fall, this relationship, this responsibility for the planet and humanity's relationship with the elementals was long forgotten. And so you could say our role was really meant to be one of cooperation and interaction with humanity and indeed with nature, acting, if you will, as an interface, as those who would look after the small details to husband the activities upon the planet. And this has been forgotten. And we welcome this opportunity to tell at least some of humanity the nature and the purpose of our role in relation to humanity and in relation to the planet. There is much to this relationship that we would be very happy to discuss.
Thank you. I would like an example, perhaps, of how humanity could work along with the elementals for the benefit of the planet.
There are many ways that we can interact. Humanity has forgotten that it is able, with our cooperation, to achieve many things with nature. For example, humanity has come to adopt many chemical solutions for insects, for diseases with plants and so on, which if they simply requested our cooperation when, for example, a crop was planted, that we keep all insects that might damage the crop or molds or whatever that might interfere with the crop to keep it free and clear from that crop and no infestations would occur. It is a different matter if the infestation has already occurred because it is difficult for us to then change that outcome. But if we are engaged at the beginning, then we can assist in that process greatly. And this can apply just as well in your vegetable garden. If you call us forth and discuss with us what you want us to do when you are planting your garden, for example, then we will work with you to ensure that it is protected and it comes forth as you desire. This is but a simple example of how we might work.
Thank you. Now, Frank from New Jersey is online too and has a question for the elementals. Frank?
Hi, how are you, Carolyn?
We're great, Frank. What can we do for you?
My question, really, a couple years ago, I had a sort of epiphany. And it led me to the natural world.
Mm-hmm.
And I have since become particularly fascinated with a class of herbal medicines called adaptogens. And I have been taking Rhodiola rosea from, it's called Arctic Root. And I was wondering how these adaptogens affect your vibration and how they instill a homeostasis and how they can take any human, no matter who is taking it, and how they can normalize body functions and reduce stress and lead you to a, you know, a better mood, well-being, etc.
Well, that's quite an engaging question. Let's see if the elementals heard you and if they had an answer. Richard?
Yes, let's see what is there. There are many plants that are very helpful to the functioning of the human body. Many that can, as you say, raise the vibration of the individual who consumes them and can stabilize certain processes, can relieve such things as stress and indeed disease and illness. So there are many functions that can be undertaken, and should humanity wish, they can communicate with us and understand the roles that various plants can fulfill for humanity. Indeed, by and large, humanity does not today, at least developed humanity, as you would call it, does not understand how the native cultures upon your planet develop their understanding of all of the medicinal properties and so on of the herbs and plants in their environment. They did it by communicating with us. Most of you think that it was by experimentation because you don't know the possibilities of the relationship that you can hold with us, but your so-called native peoples who have lived in close relationship with the planet for long periods of time, they know of us, they understand our relationship, and they consulted us to understand the roles of these plants and herbs and so on.
Okay, Frank, can you shorten your question a little bit and be more direct to get a specific point that you want? Because the question had several parts to it. So can you
okay.
bring it down
yeah.
to one part might be helpful. I think the elemental was giving some great information as to how this kind of information came to humanity. So what particular aspect of your question would you like to bring forth for an answer?
Okay, well, I take personally rhodiola rosea, so I would ask, how does rhodiola in particular, rhodiola rosea, affect your vibration?
Rhodiola rosea, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Arctic root from Russia, yeah.
Okay, Richard?
Yes, let's see what he has to say. This plant is well known for raising the vibration of the human frame, and indeed will act to eliminate stress and bring balance to the energy flow within the human frame. And so it serves this purpose very well. It is, as you say, very good for raising the vibration and balancing the energy system within the human physical body. Humanity, by and large, does not understand that stress is predominantly caused by stoppages in the flow of energy within the physical frame. And if you allow the energy to flow, then stress is released from the body, stress as you call it. And so this root acts in this manner to free up the energy flow within the human physical frame.
That's an exciting answer. Thank you. So, Frank, thank you for bringing your question forth.
Okay, could I have one more question? Is that possible?
Yeah, if it's a quick one.
Yeah. How does cannabis sativa affect the vibration of the human body?
Cannabis sativa? Is that correct?
Sativa. Yeah. Cannabis sativa.
Cannabis sativa.
Sativa.
Richard?
That's good old marijuana, yes, if I understand it correctly?
True. Yes, it is.
Yes. Okay. Cannabis is a relaxant for the human body and also can relieve stress, and there are certain health issues that this particular plant can assist with. It also has mood-altering characteristics, as you would know, but it certainly can bring forth great health benefits when it is used in the right manner. As you also may be aware, it can cause disruption to the balance within the, you could say, mental state of certain individuals where there are potential imbalances. It can make these imbalances come into the visible, you could say. Make them active, perhaps, would be better. And so cannabis has a mixed blessing. However, the current restrictions upon its use in many of your so-called Western countries, we think, is not the path to adopt. There are great benefits to be gained from the use of this plant in controlled and understood circumstances.
Thank you, Frank. And
thank you.
We thank the Elementals for their answer. We have Tony from Singapore on line 3. Tony?
Good evening, Caroline. Good evening, Richard. Welcome back. Just
hello,
a very
good
evening, Tony. Question. I live in Singapore, as has already been stated. I've lived here for 15 years, and I see so much building going on around me with digging holes in the grounds for underground train systems, and I'm very concerned at the what's happening to nature here, because there's so much building, and the elementals, who I am aware of at times, particularly within the trees, they're in a state of panic by the massive amounts of construction that's going on here, and I just wonder how they cope with what mankind is doing in situations like this. Singapore's only a small island, but they're having to build up, and there's so much concrete and so much metal going into the ground that I'm very concerned as to how the elementals and nature will cope with this. I know there is a lot of consternation and concern about this. I would love to have their aspect on how they cope with what's happening here.
Thank you, Tony. I will say that when we have an awareness of the elementals and we share our love with them, this is a very big help to them. So, Richard, let's find out from the elemental we're speaking with what answer he would give to Tony. It's a great question.
Wherever humanity builds many buildings without consideration for nature, as it were, such as is happening in your country, it creates great despair amongst the elementals, because we understand how this destroys the balance in so many ways. There are so many energy flows which are important for the balance upon the planet and for the survival not only of plants and animals but indeed humanity itself, that these disruptions, should they continue, will lead to the eventual destruction of the biosphere as you know it. I do not use these words lightly. However, I anticipate that you are aware that there is a major shift in consciousness to occur upon your planet within a little over 2 years' time. And I have to say, we the elementals cannot wait for this to come forth, because it will bring an end to this massive, ignorant process that humanity has been indulging in for some considerable time. And this shift will restore this balance across the entire planet. It will be a completely different context. And humanity, if they have not already reconnected with us and begin to understand, as many of you listening here will begin to do, if you have learnt how to connect with other forms of consciousness, as these two that I'm working with tonight teach, if you have learnt how to do this, then you simply call us forth and begin to work with us. And so many of humanity will begin to understand before that transition, but all who pass through that transition will begin to understand quite quickly their relationship with us. So we, as I said, are in despair in such situations, but we all do understand what is about to come forth upon your planet, and a little over 2 years is not long for any of us to wait.
Tony, thank you for your question. It was very enlightening, and for this beautiful elemental to give us the answer to that. So thank you, Tony. Veronica from California is on line one. Veronica?
Hi.
Hi.
I may get a bit of a smackdown for this, but I do have a fire elemental that's trying to work with me.
And a fire elemental?
Yes. And I haven't been working with her in earnest. I would like to know if she has any suggestions on how I can better work with her.
Okay, and what are you trying to accomplish? You believe that there's a fire elemental, and that's an interesting question we will ask this elemental. And so what are you trying to do, work with a fire elemental to perhaps put out fires in California, for instance?
No, I'm not. I have a clue as to what she wants to work with me on, but I've made some progress on it. So I know she's still here with me because she does things to get my attention.
Okay, well, let's ask this elemental a couple questions. Richard, we'd like to know, first of all, is there such a thing as a fire elemental? And if there is there a link between the fire elemental and humanity to help control fires? Let's start with that and see where we go from there.
There is a being known as the fire elemental. And it is, you could say, part of the elemental family, because there are different forms of elementals with different responsibilities. And so the fire elemental can indeed work with humanity in relation to fire. And this role can be quite varied. It can be called forth to ensure that, for example, fire does not come forth in an area. It can be called forth to assist with fire in a domestic context, to help get a fire started, or to husband a fire. However, once a major bushfire has started, it has too much power for the fire elementals to truly restrict. And so what I'm describing here is very similar to what I said earlier about the importance of engaging the relationship early, where the influence can be very great. in terms of steering what unfolds. However, once major trends or interference or whatever has unfolded, it is difficult, if not impossible, for us to intercede. And so, indeed, I can say you do have a fire elemental who is looking to work with you. And again, if you learn how to communicate with other forms of consciousness, you can speak with her, just as I am speaking with Richard at this time.
Thank you. Veronica, I can't get into this because the show is not, doesn't have enough time for us to do this, but basically it's using your intuition and the right side of the brain to work with consciousness. And Richard, if you'd be kind enough, just give Veronica the name of our website where we discuss this and she can get more information.
Yes, there are two places that we do this work. We do this work as part of a soul healing if we have time, and you can find those on the MetatronMinutes.com website. However, we have a site where we specifically focus on these right brain skills called rightbrainmagic.com, and that specifically focuses on developing the ability to communicate with other forms of consciousness using the right side of the brain.
Thank you, Richard, and thank you, Veronica. That was an exciting question. We now have Helen from California, and she is online too. Helen?
Yes. Hello, Carolyn and Richard.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Cool. And my question, I'm not quite sure is totally related, but if not proper, please just let me know. And
sure.
I have a question about my gardener. It's who is 26, but had just announced by their doctor who has a terminal cancer, illness. And he doesn't believe it. We offered him, and the doctor suggested him to go home to Guatemala. And he doesn't believe it, and his friend don't believe it, so he wants to stay. But it seems like he's got a few months to live, so we don't know what we can do. And he's great with gardening, with landscaping. I don't know if it's not proper for this program. Please let me know.
I'm not sure of the question, Helen.
Question is there anything we can do to help him?
The doctor is telling this gentleman that he has a terminal illness, and you want to know if
yes.
you can help him?
Right. He said he's got cancer, a big size, massive size cancer in his chest.
Richard, what would you say to Helen on this?
Helen, what I would say is that unless there is some understanding by the individual concerned, some acceptance that there is something that needs to be dealt with, then there is little that you can do, because he is simply he's in denial, if you will. And when he's in denial, there's very little you can do. If he accepts that the tumor is there and that he wishes to do something about it, then there are some possibilities that you could explore. I mean, we have a number of people who have come forth to undertake karmic clearing and then work with the subsequent tools that we give them, who are healing themselves from tumors and other forms of illness and disease. And that's a path that can be pursued. Humanity by and large has forgotten that all illness and disease really is a message from the body that there are negative past life energies that need to be cleared. We've simply forgotten about all of this. And so, you know, it can be healed. But if, as I said, if this gentleman is in denial, as you are describing, then there's really very little that can be done.
Okay. Then I will probably have a kind of conversation with him. If he's okay, I might, if he's willing, I can do a soul healing for him.
That's true. And Helen, just another thought here that I might interject. Okay. You might speak to this gentleman's higher self.
Oh, okay. And,
yeah,
okay.
And explain what you know and you are willing to help and allow the higher self to influence this gentleman before you talk to him. I think that might be a good route also.
It's an excellent suggestion, Carolyn.
Well, that's why two of us are on this radio show, Richard.
And yes, I did a soul healing. It was wonderful, and I feel the benefit from it. So, yes, and did with you too is just marvelous. So, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Helen. We appreciate your rave review. Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
So now we have Silva from Montreal is on line 3.
Yes, hello.
Silva.
Carolyn. Actually, the name is Sylvia.
Oh, Sylvia. Okay.
Sylvia, right.
Welcome,
okay.
Sylvia.
It's quite all right. People call me Sylvie, Sylvana, but it's Sylvia.
Okay.
Now, my question is very, specific and right to the point. The elementals have stated that they are spirit beings with a role on earth to husband and or protect nature and animals as well. When we think of animals, I'm assuming this would be wildlife. How about, I'm just rather curious, do they also protect homeless animals? Because there's so many in this world that need protection.
Oh, that's a beautiful question. Yeah. Richard, beautiful question. Do they protect homeless animals? I guess you mean homeless domesticated animals.
Yes, dogs and cats alike.
Right. Okay.
Or simply animals that have been abandoned and are strictly on their own defense for themselves.
Well, I love your compassion.
Yeah.
Richard?
The issue with specific individual animals that have become domesticated is a challenging one because they have had their connection, if you will, to nature significantly altered by their interaction with humanity. And in most cases, they do not live in the context from which they were originally derived. And indeed, their understanding of their connection with the natural world, certainly in the case of dogs, has been greatly altered. Most cats are able to fend for themselves quite well because they are natural hunters that do not forget how that is, and so they usually will survive very well, perhaps too well for the context in which they go free, because they usually will increase in the population and they do not typically belong in that environment. So the issues with, you could say, homeless domesticated animals is a complex one, and the fact that homeless domesticated animals do roam free is, in our view, an expression of irresponsibility by humanity for those animals that they have chosen to, you could say, interfere with for their own purposes. And so it is a complex issue that does not have a simple answer. We endeavor to assist where we can, but with individual animals such as this, in the circumstances I have described, it is difficult for us to undertake great influence. In the case of, again, wild animals which have been rendered homeless, you could say, by the influence of, for example, humanity clearing land and removing their habitat, again, it creates great sadness for us because there is also very little we can do unless there is other habitat nearby. And in some instances, we are able to influence them and guide them to that other habitat. but in many cases that simply is not possible. Again, this circumstance is arising very widely across your planet. However, what is not well understood by humanity is that populations can seemingly disappear and then reappear, re-emerge. Humanity has been caught in this notion that all plant and animal life has come forth through the Darwinian evolutionary process. This is so far from the truth of things, it is extraordinary. It is one of those notions which has been sold to humanity to distract them from the truth of who and what they are and how life has emerged upon your planet. These animals and plants, by and large, were introduced by other beings from other planetary spheres when they designed your beautiful planet and all that it contains. And indeed, you could say the species and the ability of that species to reemerge is embedded in the consciousness of the planet. And so when the planet ascends, some species that have disappeared will reappear and others which are currently present may well disappear. There is much more dynamics in this flow than humanity understands.
Thank you, Richard, and thank you, Elemental, for that beautiful answer. And now we have Rosemary from Chicago is on line one. Rosemary. Rosemary, do we have line one? Maybe she decided she didn't wish to wait. So, let's take another one. Maddie from New Orleans is on line two. Maddie.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm living in Tampa, but I'm originally from New Orleans, and we just had the 5th-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina there.
Yes.
And earlier this year, we also experienced that major oil leak disaster in the Gulf.
Yes.
And I wanted to ask the Elemental, is there something that the people of this area need to be aware of or need to do that this region has experienced two devastating disasters within 5 years?
Well, that's a beautiful question, Maddie. Thank you for answering it. And, Richard, if you'd be kind enough to connect with our Elemental, and maybe he can have some suggestions as to what humanity needs to be aware of to help protect that area from disasters.
This area of your country carries great richness and diversity, as do most warm climatic areas. And it is particularly diverse and rich in many ways. And I would say that humanity has not exercised its responsibility when you consider the oil spill. This arose from, firstly, neglect and, secondly, abuse, because it was intended that this oil spill cause great damage. There were those who carried that intention, and this has been discussed by other beings through these two. I would say that the nature of hurricanes is an interesting one, because hurricanes are an important mechanism by which the planet clears negative energies. And interestingly, the natural process for hurricanes is to stay offshore. However, the fear of humanity that they may come on shore actually draws the hurricanes onshore. And so this interference with the land is a direct consequence of the fear within the psyche of humanity. If humanity understood this and released this fear, almost no hurricanes would come on land. This is not understood and has long been forgotten.
My goodness, that's a remarkable answer. Thank you. And Maddie, thank you for that question. I find that quite remarkable. And
thank you
for bringing it up. We have Roger from Florida is online. I'm not sure which one. Roger?
Yes, hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Roger.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I understand you already mentioned the procedures that existed on your website as far as how to communicate with the other consciousness.
Right, using the right side of the brain. Uh-huh.
Right. My question is slightly similar to the previous caller. However, since I actually recalled tracking down the hurricane, for instance, I noticed that there's one pattern and there's one route throughout the equator. I was just wondering, after the ascension of 2012 and after, would this pattern be changed because there's so many poor people in that particular belt?
Yes.
I was wondering if the element could actually contribute to some clarification on that level for me.
Okay. The question is, after ascension, will that route along the equator change? When it comes to hurricanes. Richard, what does our friend have to say about that?
Beyond ascension, which will occur at the equinox of March 2013, beyond this date, the requirements for the planet to release negative energies through the mechanism of hurricanes will be dramatically reduced. And so you will see much less evidence of these destructive storms being created. So the frequency will drop dramatically. Secondly, the overall climatic balance will change upon the planet. By and large, the climatic conditions will become more generally benign. There will be much greater areas of great abundance in plants and animals where there are currently deserts, such as Africa and Australia. These will change back to how they were long ago, where they brought forth forests and very different climatic conditions. These have already begun to change, and you may be aware that there has been a significant increase in the rainfalls in Australia in the last year or so. And although humanity does not understand it, this is the beginning of this shift. And so the frequency of these kind of storms will change dramatically. Similarly, the notion of what you call poor, deprived people, the notion will wash away with ascension, because the notion of deprivation is connected to the availability of the physical resources to support life in the manner of the choosing of a given individual. And post-ascension, very quickly, humanity will rediscover their ability to bring forth anything they choose in the physical from the energy of the formless. You will reflect your creator's abilities in this regard. And so that notion of those so-called poor, deprived people in that area of the world is a notion that will simply wash away.
Again, another beautiful answer. Thank you, Roger. Yep. We appreciate your question.
Thank you.
And now we have Rosemary on line 3, please. Rosemary.
Thank you so much. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. We heard you.
Thank you.
What's
Thank
your
you
question,
for taking
Rosemary?
My call. I first have a little statement and then a little question. I personally am so grateful for the elementals and for what they have done for us, for the way my garden has grown in the midst of barrenness, for all of the gifts they have given us who have eyes to see and wish them to be in our lives. How would they best like us to work with them and call them to us to accomplish that work?
I love your question. Richard.
There are two levels of answer to your question. The first is on a personal level, and I would say on a personal level, the way you work with the elementals which surround you is an example of how to go about this, to welcome the elementals that are present around you in your garden and to work with them and to connect with them and have them understand what you would like to achieve in your garden. And they will work with you. As I indicated earlier, it is best to engage us at the planning stage, you could say, when either you are planning your garden originally or when you are beginning to plant your new seedlings and so on. It is best to engage us at these times because then we can bring forth the greatest influence on what unfolds. So that is at a personal level. The second level of my answer is at, you might call, a global level, and that is to see humanity begin to remember their role as guardians of this beautiful planet and all that it contains. It is a role that has been forgotten, and we recognize that that role will be remembered at the very least beyond ascension. And so we look forward to that more global perspective re-emerging, that role of humanity working as guardian for the totality of the planet and all that it contains, and interrelating with us at a global level to husband all that unfolds upon your planet. We look forward to that relationship reemerging once more.
Rosemary, thank you for your beautiful question and that beautiful answer from the elemental. And I would like to say that we have two people online, and we really are not able to take any more questions at this time, except the two that are on the line. There won't be enough time. So we have Frank from New Jersey is online too, please. Frank?
Hello again. How are you?
Howdy, Frank. What's your question, dear?
My one question involves substances of the earth once again. Specifically psilocybin and DMT. I was wondering
Let's take one, please, Frank.
DMT,
substance.
Then.
What is it you want to ask
DMT.
A question about?
DMT.
PMT?
DMT.
Yeah,
I understand
the
nature
the role
of his question.
Was of that, of having
okay.
that in humanity.
These are both, you could say, consciousness-changing drugs that are naturally occurring in a sense, but have been used by shaman and others over time to influence mood. So what is your specific question, Frank?
What was the role in having these substances even in, you know, humanity's lexicon, and if they were brought from other places in the universe to raise our vibration?
Yes, okay.
At all?
These substances, or specifically the plants and so on, which can bring these forth, were indeed brought from elsewhere, and they were indeed brought forth as part of the lexicon of plants and compounds that humanity might work with, and indeed they have been used in some cultures for significant spiritual awakenings. However, I would say to you that in the current vibrations, in the current consciousness, these sorts of compounds are unnecessary, because even today, humanity is capable of making all of the connections, bringing forth all of the understandings that they might wish to bring forth without any need for any such compounds.
Thank you, Frank. And thank you to our elemental for this understanding. And I'm sorry, Anton, we don't have enough time to take your question. We do have a few minutes left on the show, and I want to turn those few minutes over to Richard. Richard, we only have like 2 or 3 minutes. And I want to first of all thank our beautiful elemental for coming and making us aware of their role and our role. It certainly has been an eye-opener for me and hopefully our listeners. I want you to, Richard, if you'd be kind enough, expand a little bit on that answer that the elemental gave with regards to, as I see it, how energies are coming to the earth and are expanding human consciousness. And I think that's the other link here, to help understand that we really don't need to take these mind-altering substances. Are you going to take a minute and just discuss that?
Sure. One of the things that's been happening, I guess you could say since 1987, but particularly in the last couple of years, is a tremendous influx of energies preparing us for this transition, which will begin with the solstice of December 2012. And so energies have been coming forth upon the planet, raising our vibration, in other ways, changing the internal structure of the human body. For example, energies have come forth that have begun to strengthen the connections within the corpus callosum between the left and right hemispheres of the brain and so on. So there have been a lot of changes going on that most people are unaware of. And so the outcome of all of this is that the ability for humanity in general to begin to, for example, remember their past lives, to connect with and communicate with other forms of consciousness, as we've been doing here with the elementals, or you can do with your physical body or your higher self or beings on the other side of the veil of consciousness, as we have often done on this show. All of that is open to anyone to do today without any kind of drug influence whatsoever. We teach people to do this every day of the week.
Richard, we have a half a minute. Would you be kind enough just to give the people who are listening one of our websites that they might focus on and go look at? Just give one.
Well, probably 2012countdown.com is a website. If you haven't been there, I suggest you do and register there to connect with our material. So that's the 2012countdown.com.
Richard, thank you for your service, and I thank the elemental. Until next week, it is my pleasure and Richard's pleasure to be here with you to bring forth the very latest in humanity's, bring forth information for humanity's understanding of where we are today. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Carolyn. It's been fun. I learned a lot.
So did I. Blessings to all of you.